With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Four House Republicans in swing districts teamed up with all Democrats to force a vote in the full House on a three-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies, including taxpayer funding of abortions. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says efforts to thwart the traditional Hyde Amendment are on a fast track to nowhere.
The record shows that President Donald J. Trump is the most pro-life president of the modern era, and I think of all time. I mean, we are going to defend the sanctity of life, and the Hyde protections are sacrosanct here. And in layman's terms, what it means is taxpayer funding will never be authorized to pay for abortion. Period. Stop. Full stop. End of sentence. And that's never going to change here.
Johnson adds, if efforts to fund abortion do pass the House, Senate Republicans promise the bill will be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on this week on Capitol Hill, broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Venezuela is emptying its prisons, but this time it's those allegedly jailed for opposing the Maduro government.
The head of Venezuela's National Assembly is describing it as a gesture to seek peace. And journalists, lawyers, and human rights activists were among those walking out of Venezuela's prisons Thursday. Despite mass detentions after the 2024 election, Venezuela's government insists it doesn't hold political prisoners, and those in custody were accused of plotting to destabilize the government of former President Nicolas Maduro. An advocacy group for prisoners says as of December 29th, there were 863 people detained in Venezuela for political reasons. The government's not been specific about how many are now being freed. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 237 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Yakima Union Gospel Mission does not have to hire non-Christians. The mission is a homeless shelter which serves all needy people, but only hires believers to staff its facilities. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented the mission, says, quote, religious organizations shouldn't be punished for exercising their constitutionally protected freedom to hire employees who live out their shared religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Church of the Epiphany in New York's Upper East Side, a new handcrafted organ is emblematic of the final phase of a multi-year $70 million effort to relocate and rebuild the Episcopal congregation. To Pastor Matthew Dayton Welsh, the organ represents more than a commitment to quality music. He says so many churches make difficult decisions because they're shrinking. That wasn't the case here. This is SRN News. Russia says it has fired a new type of intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say four people were killed and over 20 wounded in the capital overnight. Russia hasn't said whether Oreshniks hit there, but Russian media and military bloggers say it targeted a huge underground natural gas storage facility in Ukraine's western Lviv region. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia attacked Ukraine with over 240 drones and a combination of 36 missiles. It said one medium-range ballistic missile was used, but did not specify that this was definitely an Oreshnik. It adds this missile was launched from a test site in Russia's Astrakhan region, believed to be the site of the Oreshnik missile launcher. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.